KORN News Radio Sports for this Monday, December 15th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Mitchell Colonel basketball starts their season tomorrow night as they travel to Watertown for a doubleheader. Our coverage will start at 5 p.m. tomorrow with the Corner Booth pregame show. The girls take the court at 6, followed by the boys at 7:45. We'll have action all season long right here on KORN of Mitchell basketball. Also, over the weekend, South Dakota State men's basketball defeated Dakota State on Friday night in Brookings, 94-62. Kalen Gary had a game-high 20 points for the Jackrabbits. Joe Seiler had 16, and Damon Wilkinson had a double-double off the bench with 15 points and 11 rebounds. Tyler Stevenson led the Tigers with 14 points, while Easton Neuendorf had 10. Dakota Wesleyan will now host Northwestern coming up Wednesday night, 7 p.m. at the Corn Palace. We do have coverage tonight of South Dakota State men's basketball as they will take on Wyoming at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls. That tip-off tonight at 7 o'clock. Isaac Bruins and Cameron Fenn set new career highs to lead USD men's basketball to a Saturday win over Prairie View A&M, 97-85. Bruins has now reset his career high for points in three of his last five. Bruins had a game-high 29 points and 8 rebounds on Saturday, while Cameron Fenn had a career-high 22 points on 10 of 13 shooting, along with 14 rebounds, which is also another career high. Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza made history Saturday night, becoming the first Heisman Trophy winner in Indiana football history. As he wins the Heisman, Mendoza led Indiana to its first ever number one ranking and the number one seed in the college football playoffs, threw for nearly 3,000 yards, and led the country with 33 touchdown passes. College football from over the weekend, Navy would come from behind to defeat Army on Saturday, 17-16, while Washington blows out Boise State, 38-10, in the L.A. Bowl on Saturday. That was the first bowl game of the season. Coming up here this week, it's Jacksonville State versus Troy tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on ESPN in the Salute to Veterans Bowl. NBA Cup semifinals on Saturday. The San Antonio Spurs defeated the Oklahoma City Thunder 111-109 to advance to tomorrow night's championship. Oklahoma City now falls to 23-2 on the season. In the Eastern Conference, it was the Knicks defeating the Orlando Magic 132-120. The Knicks take on the Spurs in the NBA Cup Finals in Vegas. That is tomorrow night at 7:30 Central Time on Amazon Prime Video. In the NBA last night, the Minnesota Timberwolves would defeat Sacramento 117-103. It's the Timberwolves' second straight game without Anthony Edwards. He's out with injury. Julius Randle had 24 points and 9 rebounds. The Lakers recovered from blowing a 20-point lead last night in the fourth quarter. They would hang on to defeat Phoenix 116-114. Luka Doncic with 29 points for LA. LeBron James also made two free throws with just under 4 seconds remaining. Top 25 college basketball from Saturday. Number one Arizona stays undefeated with a 96-75 win versus number 12 Alabama. Also number two Michigan without a loss this year as they put up 101 points, defeating Maryland 101-83. Nebraska men's basketball still undefeated. They're off to their best start ever as they knock off 13th-ranked Illinois on a last-second three, 83-80. Nebraska undefeated on the season. And number 19th-ranked Kansas would go on the road for an overtime victory at North Carolina State, 77-76. More sports online all the time at KORNRadio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.